And I do want to say this. They have spread throughout the entire world. So basically, what has happened in these last 2 years has gone all over the world. One way or the other, it has reached the heads of all of these political and religious leaders in the world. And we are living down in a time now where procrastination and living in jeopardy cannot be what it ought to be. Should we, by this time, presence and spirit, have some real understanding about the purpose of God? Now, few people in the so-called religious world know anything at all about the name. Now then, he called Lord after the word. God and Jesus Christ. All of us have been raised and evolved. And we haven't always known the true name of our Heavenly Father. Now that wouldn't be any gift to say something about us, Ananias. And this was so true. Jesus Christ, that name, that is not what it ought to be. That definitely is not the true gospel of the kingdom. The Joshua died talking. Here not long ago, really when we were in Springfield, Ohio, Ken Garner Armstrong said, on the TV, that the Christian world did not realize, did not know that Jesus was back there with Moses. He said his father didn't know it, and he didn't know it. And the majority of the Christian world did not know it. He didn't say where he got the information, but he did say that he called from the Scriptures that referred and they referenced to him. One of the many things that happened for the first Corinthians. Then right there in the Bible all the time. And that is a $53 million organization operating on mineral wheat crush of 1 million with 52 weeks in a year. And he was getting $53 million. And they didn't know anything at all about it. With the reputation that most of them have got in the world, you'd be surprised. So far as the name there, it's really what you might call sophisticated idolatry. Now that's what it is, it's a system of sophisticated idolatry and deception. So far as that's part of it. What else could it be? If that's not the true name of the party, then it might well have been Moloch. That's the Canaanite. It might as well have been something else. But this is the truth. Moses talked about Yahweh came from the world. So that they might be reconciled, but they didn't know good well. There's going to be a problem if you use the earth. I think you're going to start back then. You're going to start back then. Now, I mentioned about this Christmas Christ, seven-day after. For one reason. And that is, great mistake that pretty much all Christians do is make. Not what they really do with this. The far as the distance they are, the ages, you have to start over on the other side. They don't know anything about the dispensations of nature. And they just run everything together in the Bible and do that. And they say God said for us to do this and do that and do the other and so forth and so on. I'm talking about the carnal organs. And when I say carnal organs, I'm talking about water baths too. So-called feast of the Passover or the Lord's Supper. Foot washing. And just, we're calling it water baptism in all of its disabled forms. None of the baptism is told upon the Gentiles.
Then over on the end, it's correlated with those facts.
this is not my subject, but this is something to call your attention that is being done frequently in this class. And it is, it's not pertaining to people alone. Now you have there a breaking off 1 foot, please. Without any outer source. Now if you look below your wrist cage here, you will find that open. And then you have, next to that, you have the brazen label. That's required. You want to sacrifice the priest and all you want to. Then you have the door that enters into the tabernacle. That's for him too. Then you have inside of the tabernacle, you have the golden candlestick with 7 branches. And that's correlated with the AR. And then you have the table of shewbread. And that's correlated with the pot that we've got. Then you have the golden altar of incense. And that's correlated with your love. And on up into the, then you have the next, the second veil, and on into the most holy place, where you have the ark of the covenant. It's in 3 parts. The true cabin of glory, overshadowing the work of peace. The table of stone laid in the ark of the covenant. Now I want to go back to this golden candlestick. Now I want you to know that Yahweh is in the fire. He is in the dark. And I don't want you to forget that. And there is not a step rain on the AR taken from the golden candlestick. And I won't hear no more argument about it either. There's 7 branches on there that carry oxygenated blood. Now that's all there is on. Now where you get that from is there's only 7 branches to this aorta. I mean, there's only 7 branches to this golden candlestick. Now you can't fix that. Now I didn't say that with all branches. But I said that was all that had oxygenated. All of these vessels in this sanctuary is connected to your physical body. The interior, the exterior, it's all connected. It's all one unit, one body. You understand? And that, I want to, the reason why I'm bringing this up, see, you get into all these debates about it. And then you argue around, and many people come down here, and they expect to hear something definite. You understand? They haven't heard it elsewhere. I'll put it like this. I listen to what I'm going to say. There are millions, yes, billions of people that have lived in this world, died, and went to the grave, that even didn't know anything at all about the word AR. There's nothing about it. Right. They didn't even know they had one. Right. And they were saved too. Mm-hmm. I don't mean all of them, but I'm saying that there's just a lot of people, see? And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a whole lot of you that are in here. You didn't know nothing about it until you got in the school.
That's a fact.
Now you see what I'm talking about? So now then you just the things you don't know nothing about. Don't let them trip you up. See? You follow? And if you don't know all the
chick lives in the parts of the physical body or the anatomy and the physiology of the human body, don't become disturbed about it. See? And because that is non-essential in a sense to your salvation.
That's right.
You understand? You know you got a body. See? And you had it all your life. You see what I'm talking about? And very little is known about it. And let me tell you this. The pineal gland that comes on within you, see? The pineal gland. See, the doctors themselves, they don't know a whole lot about it right now. Because, see, those are mysterious things. And then David said the man was wonderfully made and put together. He is the man. Pay attention to what I'm saying. The man is made in the likeness and image of Yahweh. I just got through telling you that the people in general knew nothing whatsoever about Yahweh. See, now that's far more important than the pineal gland or the head or the heart.
That's right.
You follow what I'm talking about? For the most part, many people don't even know which side their appendix is on. And they're living and eating and dying just like anybody else. You understand what I'm talking about? And it is what you know about the physical body. You understand? That caused you to be saved. That's not what you know about the physical body. It's what you know about the spiritual body.
That's right. That's the body.
Now, those are important things. We want to remove them obstacles and to keep people from running. Now, I guess I can get on down to the center. We will do that for a moment. Sorry, but I had to tell you. I don't know why. Mr. Sager, Birmingham said greetings, and the rest of us who in the South, New Orleans, and Meridian, Mississippi, and others said greetings. You heard from Bobby that they told me he didn't, but there we are. Now, for a while, let's look at two passages of scripture in particular. I think the third chapter of the first epistle of Paul, depending on the second chapter, I'm not sure. And the fourth chapter, the first, second Corinthians, the fourth chapter. And begin with the first verse. But before you read the Corinthians, read the sentence. Yeah, that's right.
Third chapter of 2 Timothy.
The third chapter of 2 Timothy.
This know also.
Now, you see, there was something else that he was talking about up above. Previous chapter. And he's saying this too. Know this too. How do you know?
Hey, that Moses!
That's the last day. Thank you, this happened 2 days from Pentecost. 2 days in 2,000 years. So now you've got down that 1,000. So then that puts you in the last day. Not day, but day. And then it brings it all down to the 1 hour, see, which you don't have nobody is near you. In other words, you don't have 1 hour here. See? Now, you see what I told us about the order and other different things, but you look at the time. All right, read on.
For men shall be lovers of their own self.
Now, for men shall be lovers of their own self. Now, a whole lot of this debate and argumentation about the scripture and Yahweh's eternal purpose is because somebody is in love with himself.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be a big shot.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to be important. Wants to keep seats in the synagogue. Wants to be respected. That's something. See, the Bible is on the lover that the own himself. Admirers of the own self. And not only that, having men's personalities and aspirations. You see what I mean? And that's the start and the finish of it, you see. But so far as Yahweh is concerned, they ain't concerned about that. I just told you. They don't even know his name. They said, oh, that's the name of the they don't know yet the name of the Father, Heavenly Father. And I want to say this to you. Now, in the King James Version and also in the Vulgate, they call the Dowry Version. That's the Roman Catholic and the Protestant. See, the name Lord God Jesus Christ is used. But in the Masoretic text, the name was that. It's been there all the time. There is not a Jew that is a rabbi on the face of the earth at this word and has been all the way through that knew, he always knew that the name was Yahweh. Do I have that straight there? It's been right in the textbook all the time. And I think in the Mishnah, it's in the Mishnah, and in the other book, that's correct. Now you see, folks, when we brought these names to you, it is a whole lot of distinction. People say you're teaching and preaching an erroneous doctrine. They say, give me that old time. Well, now that is what this is, the old time. See, they've got the new time. But they don't know it. See, they're ignorant of that. And I doubt seriously whether they know anything about the aorta or anything else. All right, we know. Now that's covetousness. See? Now you know what covetousness is, don't you? See, they want anything. Now Paul said covet. Covet the best gift. But rather let you profit by it. That right?
Mm-hmm.
Covet. All right, for you. Boasters. Now they're blowhards. Boasters. See that now? That's what I'm talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. All right.
Proud.
They see they're proud. No pride. They're not accepted out. They've got to say, now this is a selfless story. They don't. With all these, attitudes.
Blasphemer!
Now you see this last thing. See, when you try to tell them the truth about something, just like somebody coming in, you tell them the truth about the name of the opportunity church. You see what I'm talking about?
Where'd you get out of them old funny names?
It's stupid, isn't it?
You see what I'm talking about?
That name doesn't mean anything.
Other than know the Lord God, tried long before I ever met you.
And all that stuff.
My father said the Lord God.
But, yeah, I don't dispute you didn't say put the original Bible though. That's not the only thing you know about. Is that right? All right. What else?
Disobedience to parents.
Now, disobedience to parents. Now, a lot of people think this. That means that children must obey their parents. Well, they must. But that is what they said, and that is what they taught. Your parents is the law and the prophets. That's your parents. That's disobedience. See, we give it to you out of the scripture, the scripture is your parents. So the law and the prophets, one confirmed the other, see. Now when it comes to physical affairs, a lot of them are worse than the kids. That's right. And some of the kids know that the old man, the old woman ain't no good.
That's right.
And the old folks know it too. Can
you?
No. But Paul was talking about the thing in that 3 hours. See what I mean? All right, this will be the thing. Well.
Unthankful.
Now, the ungrateful and unthankful. See, you ought to be grateful. You ought to be thankful to Yahweh. Somebody said, well, I just don't get to it. No, I think you're fine. No man comes unto the Father except he draws. And I'm not talking about folks or the devil. I'm talking about Yahweh. No man comes to Yahweh except he draws. And listen, the scriptures say that it's him that worketh within both to will and to do. If you want that bread out of that bread, say, so it's not you. But now we're down in this last hour. And this food here is present enough to be scattered now throughout the whole entire world. Now, listen to this. Now, as many young people, young men that have come in this school, since it's in Texas, and sat down and listened to this, they have no intention whatsoever. None whatsoever ever been a preacher. If somebody said to him, you are going to be a preacher, they wouldn't think it was something. And some of the women, you see, they said that was the farthest thing removed from their mind. And yet still, Yahweh picked them up after they learned something about the truth. It was fervent enough to dig this. See, and those of you that even remain, the woman has a child to go and tell somebody else the truth and how the devil has deceived you all your life. You see what I mean? Goodbye. All right, read.
Unholy.
See, unholy. This is unholy nation. Unrighteous. All right, read.
Without natural affection.
Now you see, Catherine, then check the cat, you know. You see what I mean?
I got to go to an ambulance. But how you got to go so ambulance?
Unnatural affection. See? That's a natural strain upon a smile. And a real genuine heartfelt smile on your face will tear you up to worship. drink enough of sober crap. Bruce Breaker. Now, say, look here, I'm going to pay you back. All that I got to do, I'm going to give it back to you. Bad enough. Say, Bob, that's a chin. Saturday night never comes. They didn't say it was Saturday. But I'm just saying, you have to make a dream to do one thing. And a lot of people do this way. Yeah, I'm coming down to that. I'm going to come down that. Tonight, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday night, Sunday night, I'll sure be there. You come by, truth, but it's just a habit of practice. Next time you see him, say, well, I'm sorry I couldn't make it then, but I certainly will be there the next time, see? And just keep on working, truth, like that. You see what I'm talking about? No dependence to be put in at all. You understand that, though? All right. Here you go.
False accuser.
19, false accuser. Now that's bad, too. Always somebody accuses somebody or something. See, you've seen that right here in the book, right? Accuse, some false accuser somebody. Is that right?
Right.
I think one of the things I was accused of, they said that I went down to the welfare and told those people down there I wanted money to pay my rent. The school was paying my rent, and I wanted to pay my. I wanted money to pay my rent. Well, I did go down there to the welfare and tell them that I was dean of the school.
Because they thought that I was probably lying about
my uniforms and all like the best thing. You follow me? Am I lying about that? See, if it was jumped up and said that I went down there and lied like that, that's one of the things they had against me being the so-called founder of the school and all these. One thing I'd lie about. I say that a lot. And we've got the evidence, and you can go down to school security, and we've got a copy of the letter right in our file. See, and we can give you a copy of it. You can go down there and work with you about it. You follow me? I think things like that ought to be cleared up. They all look real about that.
And confidence.
Yes, son, that means you can't depend on nothing you say. All right, we know.
Fear.
Yeah, that's the wrong thing. Almost a lot. They fears. All right, we know.
Despisers of those that are good.
Now, they hate them. They hate people that are good. Now, they'll never say anything about you if you do. You see, despisers of those that are good. Don't esteem and respect them, not Christians. But those people that are Yahweh and great, Yahshua and Yahweh, according to the scripture. Now they despise them people. That's the reason why the world out there just says, I'm telling you now, they hate you. If you want to get in a position where everybody will actually hate you, see, you just get tangled up with this school. And then you're in trouble then. You're in the Roman Catholic Church, you have a good time. Or in any of the rest of these churches, you have a good time. But you get mixed up with this. Paul said, yeah, and all that will live righteously in Yahshua the Messiah, listen now, shall, not maybe, shall suffer persecution. There's no way out of it. All right, you know that.
Traitor.
See, now you know what a traitor is, don't you? That boy really is it, all right, ain't he? You know what a traitor is, all right, read him.
Candy.
That's candy. You can't tell it. You see what I mean? Don't pay no attention to nothing nobody says. Hard head. Be hard hearted. Smart. Innocent. You see? And as I said a while ago, see, I just don't believe that. I don't believe that's right. He can't tell you what's right, but he don't believe what you're saying is right. But he can't tell you what's wrong. Now that's bad. If you haven't got anything any better than what we teach down here, for goodness sake, don't say it's wrong. Until you can get something better, you know what I mean? All right, we don't got that.
High-minded.
See, they ain't satisfied with just some common, ordinary things. You don't want no Ford. See, you want a Rolls Royce. Mercedes Benz. See, you want the penthouse on the hill. You see, instead of on the mountain overlooking the sea. You see, all that stuff. You see, what I mean? You want the million in the bank. You say, high mind. All right, we go.
Lovers of pleasure are more than lovers of
y'all. Now, don't start that. Don't start that. You see, the Dodgers, they're going to play tonight. Why wouldn't you in school Friday night? The Dodgers just playing. He'll change that. Said, well, I had some other things I had to take care of. But the Dodgers bring it. See what I mean? Now, if somebody got laid off and went out there and looked around and see more like it, and somebody got nothing to have to know. None of the plays, prize fight, roller games, the baseball games, football games, just none of the plays. See?